What government agency do you think uses biometric fortress doors and like active intruder detection systems?
Well, I mean, you'd immediately think military intelligence, right?
Exactly. But try the Western Cape Education Department. Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring the 2025 PIIA manual for the WCED.
Yeah, that's the Promotion of Access to Information Act.
Right. And our mission today for you, the listener, is to decode how this massive government entity balances, total transparency with absolute fortress-level privacy.
Because it really is a huge collision. You have PIIA trying to pry the government's hands open to the public, and then PoPIA, the Protection of Personal Information Act, slamming those doors completely shut.
It's basically like a VIP backstage pass to a giant bureaucracy. It reveals exactly what the government knows and how you can legally force them to show it to you. But before we get into the how, we need to understand the sheer scale of the backstage area.
Oh, it is staggering. I mean, they aren't just running a few local classrooms. The WCED oversees eight distinct education districts.
Eight of them. Wow.
Yeah, plus they handle massive physical infrastructure delivery, huge rollouts of e-learning technology, and a specialized education. The volume of data generated by an operation that size is just wild.
Well, with all these branches from curriculum design down to physical building maintenance, isn't it a logistical nightmare to filter what the public is actually allowed to see?
What's fascinating here is how the manual solves exactly that problem. It establishes a really strict, clear line between what is freely offered and what is hidden.
Right, because filtering all that data manually would just be impossible.
Exactly. It's pure bureaucratic pragmatism. They actually leave a lot of doors wide open just to save themselves time.
Which brings us to the free buffet versus the vault. Because you can instantly get free access to exam directives, school budgets, and even surprisingly specific data, like reports on burglaries and vandalism at schools.
And again, they didn't do that out of the goodness of their hearts. Answering thousands of individual emails for a local school's budget just cost them way too much time and money.
Right, so here's where it gets really interesting. It's like a buffet. Some dishes are completely free, you just grab them, but the premium stuff requires a cover charge.
Precisely. If a record isn't in that automatic free category, you have to submit a formal request known as Form 2 and pay a R100 fee.
Which, 100 rand might not sound like a huge fortress wall, but for an impoverished community trying to hold a failing school accountable, that's a genuine barrier to entry.
It is, but the legislation actually anticipates that. If you earn under R14,712 a year, or if you're just requesting your own personal info, that fee is completely waived.
Oh, okay, that's really important.
Yeah, and once that Form 2 is submitted, fee or no fee, a strict 30-day legal clock starts ticking. They can't just ignore you.
Wait, so what actually happens during those 30 days? Are they just like sitting on the paperwork?
Far from it. They have to locate the specific record across those eight districts, review it against privacy laws, and make a formal decision. If they refuse, they have to give you legal reasons why.
Okay, so if the department is practically giving away budgets and burglary reports just to avoid the paperwork, it really begs the question, what are they actually spending their time and money guarding?
And that brings us to the vault, the PoPIA protocols. An education department holds some of the most intimately sensitive data imaginable.
Right, because we are talking about health records of thousands of staff members.
Yep, health records, biometric data, and crucially, the psychometric assessments of minors.
I mean, think about what a psychometric assessment of a child actually is. It's a psychological blueprint. If that leaks, you aren't just dealing with a stolen credit card that you can quickly cancel.
No, absolutely not.
You're dealing with the permanent exposure of a child's mental health history. Wait, so biometric doors and intruder detection, are they running a school department or a spy agency?
It sounds extreme, right? But if we connect this to the bigger picture, in the digital age, protecting citizens' data is just as vital a government mandate as transparency is. The state has to prove it can keep a secret before you can trust it to share one.
It really makes you look at bureaucratic manuals a little differently. So what does this all mean? Basically, this manual is your ultimate tool for holding the state accountable while knowing exactly how fiercely your own data is being guarded.
It is the exact blueprint of how a modern government balances the public's right to know with the individual's right to disappear.
Which leaves you, the listener, with something to really think about. If a provincial education department already needs biometric fortresses to protect our data in 2025, well, actually, what highly sensitive information will they be guarding or forced to legally hand over to you 10 years from now?